glad to be back in the swing of things of coaching there at Maywood Hay Center. You've got a couple of weeks in the books. You're getting up for matches, the real matches right around the corner. How's it looking so far for the Wolves?
I think it looks pretty good. Lots of youth and some inexperience on the team, but gosh, it's just been impressive how just naturally athletic a lot of these kids are. I mean, we've got 8 girls right now that could justifiably really play any position on the floor, which is exciting, but it also makes for an extremely difficult challenge, I guess, to figure out what that right mix is going to be of players on the team. But it's positive. The girls work hard, all of them. So it's been really good.
A lot of girls just waiting their turn a little bit. I mean, kind of been behind the senior class last couple of years, but hey, it's their turn, and I'm sure excited about the opportunity, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, yes, they have been. There hasn't been a whole lot of talk, I guess, about that last senior group. I think these girls just know that they've got big shoes to fill and they've got big roles to step into, and you know, they seem ready for it, and they seem kind of ready for just their time in the light, I guess. So I'm excited to see them have that opportunity.
Well, a lot of these girls, you know, reserve ball, last year they won their fair share of matches, a lot of matches, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yep. I didn't watch a ton of Maywood Hay Center volleyball last year, but yeah, all of these girls, most of them, I guess, were playing that JV team, and even just in the club season, some of them traveled to a couple different places, and then, Rhea Softly coached a team here, so they had some club ball experience this year, too, together, which was good for them. So seen a lot of good things here in the last 6-7 months with them, so...
If there's one area, I mean, you want to improve, no question, and on a lot of areas, your defense, your offense, it sounds like you're gonna might have a little depth, possibly with some of those girls. What's kind of stood out, maybe among this team so far, is with this young group so far after practice.
Honestly, the thing I guess that stood out the most is just their defense and just their ability to get on the floor, and they're super scrappy, and that's something that we're really just honing in on and trying to cling to. Offensively, we have a lot of, you know, we have power and we have hitters, but again, it's girls that are inexperienced and just, I think, kind of scared to make mistakes at this point. So we're really clinging to that defense to hold us in there and just build that confidence in each other and ourselves and our skills so that we can take those big hits.
Are you playing a Jamboree game before your first official game?
We are, yep. We go to Hershey on Tuesday the 22nd, and we'll play a try there with Hershey and North Platte St. Pat.
So, boy, a couple of traditionally good programs right off the get-go, isn't it?
Yes, yep. It'll be a good start for the girls, I think, to see kind of where we're really at. And we went to that Ogallala camp, and we played some really high-class teams, Class B teams, some really solid B1 teams, B2 teams, and split with them. So I think we'll hold our own there. But it'll be nice to get them in game pace and just kind of even in that environment. I mean, you know, none of them essentially have even played in a varsity match, and so to start and have that pressure, it'll be good to just kind of get those jitters out in that Hall of Fame game.
Well, I know it's a very challenging schedule with all the RPAC schools, you know, playing a lot of the RPAC West. It's a lot of, you know, teams that lost some good players, whether it be East or West. So, you weren't the only teams that had to replace some really good players this year.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's going to be a lot of really strong returning teams as well. So we're excited. I think RPAC is going to be just a dogfight this year, and I hope that I think these girls are capable of sticking in there and playing with those teams. I know Paxton returns a couple really big, good seniors, and Southwest is going to be tough, and Wanita Palisade, you know, has got some good seniors that have had a lot of experience. So, but I think we'll be able to stick in there with some of those big teams.